Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. A song so well done, it was a hit twice. one time by the Chiffons and one time by George Harrison. He's So Fine, number one on the singles chart on this day back in 1963. George Harrison, in 1971, taken to court because he was accused of ripping off He's So Fine, the melody for his hit My Sweet Lord. Court said he did. Ordered to pay nearly $600,000 to the writers of He's So Fine. You know, you write a durable song, and who knows how many times it can be a hit. On this day in 1963, the Chiffons at number one with He's So Fine. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday. This portion of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again, just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago. He swears by My Pure Health Solutions. And it's real food, too. Find out more today at GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. We talked earlier about Gretchen Whitmer and the tax cut, which Democrats want to turn into a tax hike. Both Dana Nessel and State Treasurer saying your income tax cut promised to you by law will not be permanent. It will only last 1 year, which means Democrats will raise your taxes to 4.25% after a single year at 4.05%. Okay, well, what's our former governor up to? The Washington Free Beacon with the story, the headline, Granholm Gone Wild. Energy Secretary's fourth trip to Puerto Rico in 5 months. Well, all right then. Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, the former Michigan governor, is spending spring break on a taxpayer-funded trip to Puerto Rico this week, her fourth official visit to the island since October. Granholm arrived in Puerto Rico on Monday, scheduled to stay until Friday. Her public schedule listed three events during her first 2 days, including touring a technical college and visiting with a local homeowner. On Wednesday, she'll tour a community solar project, host an energy and agriculture roundtable, and visit a bioenergy generation center. One of Granholm's goals at the Department of Energy is to help modernize Puerto Rico's struggling power grid, nearly wiped out by Hurricane Maria back in 2017. But her extended visits to the U.S. island, she has spent 10 official workdays at least in Puerto Rico since February. Those trips are raising eyebrows with energy experts who question the necessity of the long junkets amid a global energy crisis. One former DOE official telling the Free Beacon, this trip will easily cost the taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars between the advance teams, security, support staff, and more. We are in the middle of a domestic and global energy crisis, and under her watch, the American people are paying the price for the administration's failed energy policies. Unless Granholm is there installing solar panels herself, there's no reason for her to be on the ground for that long. A DOE spokesperson defended the lengthy trips, telling the Free Beacon that the residents of Puerto Rico are American citizens who for too long have suffered from an unreliable electric grid due to needless obstacles and unnecessary delays preventing critical investments to improve the system. The latest week-long trip, she's there now, comes after Granholm told Congress that the Department of Energy has no plans to take advantage of plunging oil prices to restock the U.S. strategic oil reserves, which the Biden administration sold off in part to ease gas prices just before the election. It was weird timing there, wasn't it? Granholm's last week-long trip to Puerto Rico was in February when she sat down with community members to provide, quote, updates on the department's urgent work to help repair and modernize Puerto Rico's grid with clean and reliable power sources. This week, the meetings are way different, totally different than last month. This week, they're geared to setting Puerto Rico on a path toward 100% renewable energy. She also was in Puerto Rico in October. She also was in Puerto Rico in November. Now, Puerto Rico does have energy issues and grid issues. There's no doubt, struggling with for decades. That hurricane in 2017 knocked out electricity for many residents. Now, remember, we had that ice storm here in Michigan, and I was without power for, actually, I was only about a day. We got power back pretty quickly. There were people around us here in Hillsdale out for 3 days, 5 days, a week. Other parts of the state certainly had the same similar issues. There were parts of Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria in 2017 out of power for nearly a year. Last year, or actually in 2021, a private company took over managing the system from Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority. The island's still facing recurrent power outages. I don't think Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy, being in Puerto Rico is going to help the situation at all. But maybe there's some sort of plan, a ploy here. How many times, it's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop? How many visits by Jennifer Granholm to Puerto Rico will it take until the situation is fixed, even if she's not really doing anything to fix it? Is it three? Is it four? Is it five? Four trips in the past 5 months, October, November, February, and now March, and she's spending a week there now, our former governor, Jennifer Granholm. This portion of the program brought to you by Healthy Cell. Time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills, not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula. And it tastes great. Check out all of their American-made vitamin blends to find out which one's best for you. Save 20% by using the promo code GRUBER at HealthyCell.com. The promo code GRUBER to save 20% at HealthyCell.com. Back to wrap up this Thursday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.